The statistic talks about 30% of the world population suffer from some kind of sleep disorder. From my point of view, with all the people that I talked with, I think it's much higher. So I do believe that this field is an amazing field, and there are so much that we can do in this field. We know that it's an important stage of our life. We know that there are so many that we can do through our sleep, both for diagnosis and treatment, but we are lacking good tools. And the fact that we bring this kind of tools, for me, it's super exciting. And we are just the beginning of this journey.
Welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. Just sit back, relax, and learn from the leaders of today. It's a journey. Each one is different, unique, inspiring. Let's get started.
20 Minute Leaders is a proud supporter of Make-A-Wish Israel and Tech to Peace, and is in proud collaboration with Secret Chord Ventures, J Ventures, Riverside FM, Fusion VC, Birthright Excel, J Impact, Leap, Google for Startups, and Hippo, and in media partnership with CTech.
Hello and welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. I am with Ziv Perriman, neuroscientist and business leader in the field of digital health. He is the CEO and co-founder of X-Roads, a medical device company bringing wireless medical-grade monitoring solutions to the comfort of users' home environments. Prior to co-founding X-Roads, Ziv served as vice president of medical solutions at a leading company in the field of brain health. He was also the CTO of the Brain Stimulation and Monitoring Toolbox Consortium. An experienced business leader with a diverse background, Ziv is fascinated by the potential for harnessing deep tech into applicable solutions that can improve health and quality of life. He holds a PhD in neurocognitive science and a BSc in physics and philosophy, both from Tel Aviv University.
Thank you very, very much for spending this time with me. I'm excited to dive in with you into this whole world of medical devices and medicine and the startup scene and sensing, wearables, home, all of those, you know, keywords combined. Having your website, scrolling through it, it's really, really cool. It almost feels even a little futuristic. And I'm sure that there's a lot of interesting insights as to the journey and what you're trying to develop here that will unravel over these 20 minutes. So again, thank you very much for being here, Ziv. Tell me a little bit about your own passion for medicine and medical devices. Where is this whole thing coming from?
I think that the passion starts with science. So I started my PhD in cognitive neuroscience, and I was studying the neural correlates of consciousness. And I was super excited from this opportunity to learn about ourselves, about our mind, our consciousness. And it was an amazing adventure for me. But once I completed my PhD, I felt that something is missing. It's amazing, pure science, but I felt that I need something more applicative. Yeah. And for me, it was like the natural shift to take all the knowledge, tool, experience, methodologies that I used during my PhD and to shift the focus into more applicative field where we can actually can harness all this knowledge and tools in order to affect people's life. So I think this is the basic, like the starting point to my adventure in the field of medical and medical devices.
Now, when you take research or research-like behavior and you transition it to more applicative side, what does that look like? What are the challenges of doing something like that?
So basically, we use exactly the same tools and methodologies similar to what we do within pure science. But when you try to take it to the applicative side, I think one of the most challenging stages is to find or to first of all understand that you are not interested in small effects. For example, if you will open most of the journals that you have in many different fields, research fields, you'll see that you have like all kind of significant effect between groups. And sometimes it's slightly, it's almost a very small effect, but significant. However, when you move to the medical field and when you would like to get to the patients and you would like to something that will actually make a change, you start to deal with the real world. And then you need more robust effect. And then you understand that you can treat patients as an average, but you need to treat each patient but in by himself. So you start to talk about personalized effect. So it's actually different way of thinking about science. So I think the first challenge is to understand that you start to work with personalized statistic and not with a group. And of course, then you start to understand that even if you have the most amazing technology and unbelievable innovation, there is still a huge way, or there is a long way until you can actually use it for medical use. And there are so many other factors in order that it actually makes change.
Very, very cool. Tell me about X-Codes. Well, what are you guys doing? And what did you decide to focus your applicative energy on?
So we develop a medical grade wearable solution. It's called a skin patch that you attach to your skin to measure your physiology signals. The problem today is that in order to measure many of your physiology signals, like the heart, the muscle, and the brain, you need to use a technology that's called either EEG, EMG, or ECG. These sensors are rigid electrodes that you connect to your body with gel, something with paste. You need to shave part of your body. It's taken a lot of time to set it up and a lot of wires. And in many cases, the only way to measure it is within the hospital, in a clinic, in a lab. And although it's very important tool for diagnosis and monitoring many disorders, the only way to get a good signal, a good result, is to do it within the clinic. So we took, actually, I met my co-founder, Professor El-Hanin. She is from Tel Aviv University. She's a world expert in the field of human-machine interface, and she developed very unique way for sensor that can measure your body without any gel. They are flexible and soft. You can attach it to the skin up to 4 days, and it gives you similar results like what you have today in the clinic. So it gives us a new era of what you can measure outside the hospital. So all kinds of disorders like sleep disorders, epilepsy, pregnancy and risk, and many other disorders that today use electrophysiology, and you were limited to clinic only. Today, there are new boundaries that allow us to go outside to your natural environment to measure it at your own bed at home.
Well, so tell me a few simple use cases for where this may be applicative, because I understand the pretty clear differentiation from the common wearables that we have today, like, you know, our Apple Watches or the Oura Ring, etc. And I'm assuming that it started from the phrase medical grade that you used in the beginning of the conversation. What are some use cases in which this would be relevant for consumers at home?
So, first of all, you mentioned all these solutions that they are a very good solution, but as you mentioned, they are wellness solution. And you can't driven clinical decision based on these tools.
Got it.
And there are solutions that you can measure all kind of subset of what we can measure in the clinic, but none of them give us a full replacement of what you have in the clinic. So our first application is sleep monitoring. So basically, we provide a solution that could change or could replace what you measure today within the clinic. It's called polysomnography. It's a sleep study that you spend a day, you spend the night in a sleep clinic connected to the 30 electrodes and get the results several days after. So basically, we provide this full test at home. And although there are some solution medical grade to measure sleep, for example, that measuring the snoring or the breathing, but they are limited mainly for sleep apnea. And all the other 40 different sleep disorders, like insomnia, narcolepsy, RBD, restless leg syndrome, and many other, and actually many other sleep-related disorder. We know it's also relevant for depression, anxiety, all kind of neurology disorder, and so on. All of them, in order to test it, you need to have a sleep study in clinic. And we provide a tool that could replace it and give you an option to replace all this test from your own bed.
Okay. So is this mainly, is this coming, you know, the selling point to the consumers, is coming from, you know, doctors, hospitals, clinics? How do you see this at the end making its way to the people's homes?
It's a good question. From the beginning, it was a question for us. Shall we approach it from the medical side or the wellness side? Because when we talk about these tools that you can use at home, and you can use it both for diagnosis, but also for preventive care, and you don't need to use it only once, but you can use it for routine tests, then there are several ways to approach it. So we had this debate from the beginning of the company to decide which approach will be better for us. Because from one hand, we have a very high quality signal that comparable to the medical grade. This is from one side. On the other side, we have a very, I will call it sexy electrodes with very unique form factor that you can walk and feel very cool with them and very good. And you can use it for several days in a row. So we have all kind of components that could be really, really relevant for consumer as well. So we had this debate. At the end, we decided that we bring an advantage with the signal quality that the medical realm actually needs, and we decided to start with the medical side. So we are in the process with the FDA. We will provide it through hospitals and physicians with prescription. And we believe that once we will establish our credibility and our tools and so on, we will consider have some kind of a subset of the product or some consumer version and so on in the future.
Sure.
But we decided to start through the medical field at the beginning.
Totally. So if you're looking at a vision for a company like this, since you're laying out sort of the framework, both from a research perspective, but also from a market penetration perspective or partnerships perspective, what does a vision like this look like for a company like Xtrodes?
So, first of all, we would like to penetrate to the medical field. And our first application is sleep. So we would like to bring full PSG in the polysomnography for home use, with the regulatory approval and reimbursement and all is needed in order to have success in the medical field. From this point, I believe that there are two directions that we can expand it. Actually, three. First of all, within the field of sleep, I believe that this field, there are so many hidden hints, or not hints, I would say it like gems for understanding our health. So I believe that if today we use sleep mainly for diagnosis, I believe there are so many other places we can expand with sleep, both treatment and treatment management and preventive care. So I think first approach is to expand what you do during sleep. And once you start measuring it on not only one night, but you can do it several nights and you can use it every week, every month, and so on, you open new boundaries in the field of sleep health. The second direction is, like I mentioned before, it's to approach beyond the medical and go to the consumer. So we'll get the credibility and then to provide solutions that everybody can buy it from Amazon and you can have it right for your own use without the prescription. And the third direction is once we demonstrate our ability in the field of sleep, then we can explore other medical fields that we can expand to. So I think these are the three potential direction for us as part of our vision. But I just want to add this point. For me, what is so exciting with what we do in X-Road is the fact that there are more than 100 clinical applications that use electrophysiology today within the health system, in the U.S. health system. We believe that our platform could bring most of them into our homes, make them accessible outside the clinic. So I think the potential of such a platform is amazing.
What excites you most from the different verticals that you've mentioned? You've sort of answered this now, but I want to dive a little bit deeper to understand your personal motivations and aspirations.
So for me, first of all, I really like the field of sleep. I think that you heard it before. I think that in the next 2 years, it will improve our way to diagnose and treat all of us. So, and I think, you know, the statistic talks about 30% of the world population suffer from some kind of sleep disorder. From my point of view, with all the people that I talked with, I think it's much higher. And I think that many, many people suffer from sleep disorder. So I do believe that this field is an amazing field and there are so much that we can do in this field. So I feel that we know that it's an important stage of our life. We know that there are so many that we can do through our sleep, both for diagnosis and treatment, but we are lacking good tools. And the fact that we bring this kind of tools, for me, it's super exciting. And if I would get into more like the technical part, I'm really excited from the data. So yes, we have super cool sensors that give us information that and data quantities that are not available. But for me, the wow effect is getting so much data from people, from environment and timing and all kind of places that it was inaccessible until today. And the fact that there are so many readers that we can decipher from this data, for me, this is a wall.
Yes.
And we are just the beginning of this journey. There's so much to do and we are getting closer and closer.
Have you always been this passionate about sleep specifically or bringing these these new innovations to life and at the end to consumers' hands?
You know, I think I could say no and yes. So no, because every several years I have something different that I find intriguing for me. So it started with consciousness and then the mystery of the brain and now sleep. But I think it's three different domains, but I do think there is something common when I try to think about it. Because I'm interested in ourselves, in our inner space, in our effect to have a better life, to improve our life quality, well-being, understand ourselves. And I think that, yes, sleep is another very unique stage of our consciousness and our brain and our health that we can do so much within. So I like this mystery. I like the fact that I feel that it's still, there are so much to explore in this field. So I like it.
Very, very cool. Ziv, thank you so much for coming and sharing what you're obviously so excited about and so important. And I'm excited to see where you're taking Xtrodes and how you're going to make a significant impact through research and also on the applicative side over the next few years. So thank you very, very much. And best of luck. And I'm going to be cheering from the side. Thank you.
Thank you.